topics you care about by people you trust. This is The Clear Perspective, your healthcare cybersecurity, compliance, and privacy podcast. And now for the show.
Hello, and welcome to Clearwater's Healthcare Defender interview. I'm Lauren Frickle. I'm part of the marketing team here at Clearwater. And today's featured healthcare defender is Nikia Heath. And we at Clearwater call her Kia. Kia, welcome to the podcast. To start us off, can you give us a quick intro, including your role at Clearwater, your specialty in cybersecurity, and the type of organization that you support?
Yes. Hi, Lauren. Like you said, my name is Kia. I'm on the hospital IDN team. I'm a principal consultant here at Clearwater Security. Our focus for the hospital IDN team is actually identifying risk and mitigating risk. So we conduct HIPAA-based risk assessments and analysis with the hospitals and IDNs.
All right. Thanks, Kia. And now, can you tell me how you got into cybersecurity and why you chose to focus your profession on healthcare?
My cybersecurity career actually started in the Air Force. I was the cybersecurity manager for a F-16 wing, and my previous commander knew just how much I love working in cybersecurity and information security. And so he contacted me one day and said, hey, when you are done with your military career, I think I might have a good fit for you, someplace that you can actually continue on, you know, with your passion with cybersecurity. And he said, so I want you to just kind of give the healthcare space some thought. And I did. And when the opportunity arose, I thought it was just a great fit. And so now I'm here at Clearwater.
Okay, wonderful. And thank you for your service. Kia, what would you say is the best part of your job?
The best part of my job is actually working with the teams. In the healthcare space, you know, a lot of the focus is on providing clinical care, right? But we work with the actual technicians on actually protecting patient data and patient information. And so to go into an organization and become a part of their team, that's like the best part of what we do, because we're working alongside them to provide a different type of patient care. We're actually protecting their data, which is just as important to us, you know, as clinical care. So just working alongside a team is the best part for me.
I can imagine, and I can just hear the passion of what you do in your voice. So with that, Kia, do you have a word of advice for hospital and health system CISOs, CIOs, and leaders about protecting their organizations from cyber threats?
Yeah, I would just say be very intentional and proactive. Be intentional with setting up a cybersecurity program. You know, it has to be business related. How do we protect our assets, our data, with the function of our business? So be very intentional with setting up a cybersecurity program that makes sense for your type of business. And then be proactive with identifying and mitigating risk. You know, we're in 2023, we're always hearing about breaches of, you know, data breaches. And so we can no longer afford to think of cybersecurity. It can no longer be an afterthought. It has to be something that we are putting in the forefront of our minds and our practices. And I think with all the information that's out there today, it's very easy to get the information that's needed to set up efficient and effective cybersecurity programs. So just be intentional. And then be proactive with identifying and mitigating your risk.
Great. And kind of a bonus question for you, and it's maybe the most important question of the day. Is it data or data?
Oh, good question. Never really thought about that. But let's see, I'm from the South, so I'm going to say both. But you know what? If you can't split hairs, just say information.
Well, on that note, thank you so much for being here today. It was a pleasure to get to know you.
No, it was my pleasure. Cybersecurity, it's just, you have to be so, I hate to keep saying the same thing, Laura, intentional and proactive, but that's really what it requires, right, to protect your organization. And so this podcast is awesome, Lauren. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you. And thanks for checking out today's Healthcare Defender. I hope you enjoyed our quick interview with Kia. Keep an eye on Clearwater's LinkedIn page as we feature healthcare defenders all month long in recognition of Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Be sure to like our posts and tag a healthcare defender you know in the comments.